From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Two luxury hotels in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, have been hit by explosions that have killed at least six people, including some foreigners. The BBC's Krishna Baswamy has this report from outside one of the hotels, the Marriott.
Indonesia's emergency services have been arriving in numbers at the location of two explosions that took place in the early hours of the morning in Jakarta at two luxury Western hotels. It's being reported that two simultaneous explosions took place at the JW Marriott and the Ritz-Carlton in Jakarta's central business district. There is no confirmation of what caused the explosions. They come against the backdrop of presidential elections in Indonesia, which took place on July the 8th and were held in a largely peaceful manner.
The BBC's Krishna Baswamy in Jakarta. In Washington, senators on the Judiciary Committee concluded the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge Sonia Sotomayor Thursday after hearing from witnesses. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The panelist to draw the most attention so far was Frank Ritchie, one of the New Haven, Connecticut firefighters who filed suit against the city for tossing out promotional exams on which few minorities excelled. Sonia Sotomayor and two other appeals court judges issued a judgment against the firefighters that was later overturned by the Supreme Court. Ritchie did not reject her nomination, but complained that the ruling reduced the firefighters to racial statistics.
Americans have the right to go into our federal courts and have their cases judged based on the Constitution and our laws, not on politics or personal feelings.
During earlier testimony, Sotomayor assured senators she does not believe in using ideology to determine her cases, but facts and the law. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
U.S. stocks extended their recent rally today despite mixed economic news. Steve Beckner of Market News International has details.
Morning trading was lackluster as a Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank survey showed a sharper July contraction in manufacturing, and a big drop in jobless claims was explained away as a statistical quirk. But good corporate earnings trumped the economic numbers as the day wore on. J.P. Morgan reported strong second quarter earnings. But it was technology, not financial shares, that pushed stocks higher for a fourth day after four straight weeks of losses. A main driver was IBM, which posted stronger than expected earnings after the closing bell. More than twice as many stocks rose as fell on the New York Stock Exchange. The Dow Jones Industrials gained close to 1.8%. The NASDAQ Composite did even better. The Standard & Poor's 500 rose nearly 0.7%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
This is NPR News. A top aide to exiled Honduran President Manuel Zelaya says Zelaya was heading home to set up an alternative government. Patricia Rodas, Zelaya's foreign minister, offered no specifics about the plans. Delegations representing Zelaya and interim Honduran President Roberto Chiletti are expected to join a second round of talks on Saturday. The talks are to be mediated by Costa Rica's President Oscar Arias, who's helped resolve Central America's civil wars. Prospects, however, for resolution in the talks appeared slim. In Mexico, authorities are increasing the federal police presence fourfold in the region where 18 agents and two soldiers have been murdered. James Blair says this report.
The surge of narcotics-fueled violence which spanned three Mexican states occurred over the weekend following the arrest of an alleged senior leader of the so-called family drug cartel. The federal police reinforcements are going to be backed up by three Black Hawk helicopters and three armored cars. The man claiming to be the overall boss of the cartel phoned a television station offering the Mexican government a national pact. This has been brushed aside by Mexico's Minister of the Interior, Fernando Gómez Mont. He says the government will never talk or negotiate with these criminal groups, which he describes as cowards. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
The United Nations is imposing new sanctions on North Korea that are aimed at thwarting its nuclear ambitions. The sanctions include travel bans and a freeze on the financial assets of five North Korean officials, four companies, and a state agency. A North Korean diplomat calls the sanctions unfair. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 95 points. The Nasdaq rose 22. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.